Lesson 13. Once upon a time, a big tiger lived in the forest. He was sure that he was the strongest animal in that area. All the other animals were afraid of him. One winter, it was very cold and he couldn't find enough food. The tiger was walking through the dark forest looking for food late at night when he heard a loud noise. He followed it until he came to a little house. The lights were on inside the house. Looking into the window, he could see a mother and her little child. The tiger licked his lips. He thought they would be the perfect dinner.
"Hush! If you keep crying, the snakes will hear you. They will come and take you away," the mother said.
Still, the child kept crying. Outside, the tiger listened. He said to himself, "The child must be brave. It won't stop crying because it's not afraid of snakes."
"Hush," the mother tried again. "If you are not quiet, the hungry tigers near the house will come and eat you," she said. But the child just cried more loudly.
Outside the house, the tiger was puzzled.
"How does she know I am here?" he wondered.
Still, he was impressed.
"The child must be brave indeed if it does not fear me, despite its mother's warnings," he thought.
The mother was thinking quietly for a moment. Then she spoke again.
Okay then. Here is a persimmon."
And with that, the child suddenly stopped crying. Now the tiger sitting outside the house was very curious. He wondered, "Who is this persimmon? The brave child who isn't afraid of tigers and snakes is now being quiet because of the persimmon? What kind of monster is this?" The tiger shook with fear. He wondered if the persimmon was nearby. Just then, a snake that had been crawling on the roof dropped down. He too had been listening to the mother and her child and feared the persimmon. The snake was trying to escape from it and now got down on the back of the tiger. As the tiger thought the persimmon was on his back, he ran off toward the dark forest crying, "Persimmon! Persimmon!" In the house, the child quietly ate its persimmon fruit.